Good morning, everyone. It's terrific Transformational Tuesday. Today's date is September 10th, 2024. My name is Peggy, and this is my show, Oh My Angels, here on OneTrueRadio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. I'd love to have you join me in the Facebook chat room. So if you go to OneTrueRadio.com, and on the top left hand, you'll see the word chat, and just click on that, and that will get you into our private chat room. What's good about that, you can see everybody else that's in the room and say hi, visit. And also, the second half of the show, I answer questions. So if you want to, you know, if you have a burning question you want to ask the angels and try to get an answer to, post it in there, and we'll get to that the second half of the show. So again, for the first time listeners, the first half of the show is just me sharing with you whatever information that the angels have guided me to talk about. And then the second half, I try to get you answers to any questions you might have. Also, for those of you who don't know who I am, besides being a radio host here on OneTrue Radio, I'm an advisor at OneTrueListen.com, where I'm available almost every day. It's usually like late morning through early evening. So if you want a reading, just go to OneTrueListen.com, find my name, Peggy, click on my name, and we can go from there. I also have a new website. It's called Oh My Angels, and that's OhMyAngels.com. And I've started doing angel scopes. They're monthly angel scopes. So when you open up that website, there's a little menu bar. If you look at it, it'll say the angel scopes on there. And also on that website, once I get done with today's show and Jay does his magic on it, then I can get it uploaded onto the website as well. So you can go there. Plus, I put it into my Facebook page. So hopefully that gives you the information you need in case you want to talk to me after the show. Okay. For those of you, again, who don't know much about me, when I do this show, I just kind of give the subject matter up to the angels. And I ask them to guide me on what they feel that I can help the most people with. You know, sometimes it's my true life stories of the stuff I've been through, because maybe somebody that they're working with is going through the same type of situation, and they feel that these people need the information that, you know, that I can share through my own experiences. And sometimes it's just something that's just a trigger for me, if you will. And I'll just be in all sincerity and keeping it real, is the fact I really didn't want to discuss today's topic. And I fought it for a couple of days. But here I am. I titled today's show, We the People. And I think you'll see where we're going to go with this. You know, it's election time, right? And tomorrow is the anniversary of 9/11. So you tie all that together, and what we're going to talk about today is the mass shootings that we've been going through. That's almost a pandemic, in my opinion. But I digress a little bit. Tomorrow, 23 years ago tomorrow, 9/11 happened. And I still get choked up when I talk about it, because that's just who I am. But what was interesting, if you look back on that day, most of us can tell you exactly where we were when we heard about the planes hitting. And they can tell you pretty much what they did all day and the next day and the next day, and the fear and the shock and all the emotions that we've all gone through. But what I find most heartening to me is the fact that the country that I love so much stood together. Didn't matter what political party you were with. It didn't matter the race of your skin. It didn't matter your religious beliefs. It didn't matter. We all stood united. We all came together. And we made it through. And yes, it were scary times, and there's still things that go on that is scary to us. But we as a nation came together. Neighbors who've never met each other met each other. People who hadn't spoken in years all of a sudden were speaking to each other. Family members that were estranged came together. Through this whole horrific event, it truly brought our nation back together. And one of the outcomes of these events was our security at the airports. And I can't think of a one of us that doesn't complain and moan and groan at one point or the other because of the long lines through TSA or, you know, getting scanned or whatever the thing is, you know, because we're anxious to go. But at the same time, we may complain here and there, but for the most part, we're grateful that we have it. Because knock on wood and God's good grace, we haven't had it happen since. And again, it's because we pulled together to make our country safer. Now we have all these shootings, and we had a ban in place on assault weapons for a while, and then it went away. And during that span, I don't remember how many years, it wasn't very many, where we had a ban on the assault weapons, the shootings dwindled. But then, you know, we all got busy living our own lives, forgetting about the trauma. We didn't have it. It wasn't in our face. We didn't have to worry about it. Then we got to the point it was happening so often that we, you know, like I think one of the political people said, well, it's just an everyday event. It's no big deal. Well, that's where I take offense. People get real touchy when it comes to the whole gun issue. I'm not for taking away people's rights to defend themselves or their home or their property or their loved ones. I'm not against that at all. I think you've got to do what you think you have to do to keep yourself safe and your loved ones safe. I particularly don't own a gun, don't want to own a gun, at least not at this point in my life, because I've had a loaded gun pointed at my head with the trigger cocked. So I know what it feels like to be on the back end of that. Thank God it didn't happen. But because of that feeling, I don't want a gun. I'm all for standing up for what's right. But I don't want to have that kind of fear in my life. And I can't even imagine what these kids have gone through, who have witnessed firsthand their loved ones, their classmates, being shot and killed in front of them. You know, when I was a little girl, the biggest thing was, you know, hiding underneath your desk and, you know, crouching down in the hall and covering your head in case of a bomb. You know, we had the drills, right? Nowadays, and we were told, if anything ever happens, you can go to the police station, go to the school building, go to the church, get home. Well, in every one of these situations, places, there's been mass shootings. So where do we tell our kids it's safe to go? How do we protect them? Now, people will tell you, well, we need to get better mental health laws. Agreed, we do. And we need to get more security at schools. Maybe. But why should we have them in the first place? You know, mass shootings with these assault weapons just blows me away that we're even having the conversation, that they're even made public. You know, I don't understand why we the people don't come together like we did with 9/11 and say, you know what? We stopped the terrorists from doing any more damage because we've got laws in place now. We've got safeguards at the airports. That's like our line of defense now with airplanes, right? So why aren't we having this line of defense at gun stores and at gun shows to where these weapons are off the market? You can't get them. Sure, I think you should still be able to purchase, like a rifle or your handguns, various sizes or whatever. And yes, there's still a lot of shootings and murders or whatever, but it's not mass destruction. Things are not going to change until we, the people, say, you know what? We're going to band together. I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican or independent. I don't care if you're black or white or red, or I don't care if you're gay or straight. I don't care. Let's protect our children and our teachers and our loved ones. We can come together on so many other subjects, but then we let the NRA or whoever all these other people are that are saying, oh, screw it, we don't care, we just want the money. Bring us the money. And that's all they care about. They give these this and that and the other. How would they feel? How would these people who manufacture these assault weapons feel if their children went to a public school and somebody came into their public school, lined them all up and shot them down? How would they feel? How would they feel knowing they could have stopped it? There's a time and place for everything. These weapons are excellent, I guess, in war. I'm not a big proponent on war either. I guess I'm an old hippie, make love, not war, right? But why do people have to die to keep peace? I guess it's because it's the way it's always been. But why do we have to take that philosophy, that belief system, to our schools and our churches and to our homes? Why do parents have to worry when they send their children to school in the morning? Why do they have to worry, am I going to see them tonight? I can't imagine being a parent and getting that text message, there's a shooter on site. I'm scared. And then not being able to get to your kid. And all because we want to defend ourselves. We have the right to have an AK, an AR, or whatever the weapon is. But why do we have that right? The manufacturers need to stop those. I mean, I get it for war to protect our country, right? I understand that. I'm not naive. But again, let's take it to the basics here. If we as a nation can come together and say, you know what? We got creative and we now have, security you go through. You have to fill out forms. You have to have all the information, to get onto a plane. Then why can't we have all that information about you if you want to buy an AK-47 or whatever it is, AR-15, whatever they are? It should take 1 or 2 months background checks for just a regular gun. But again, I just can't get past the fact that we even have the choice to go in and buy an assault type weapon. Even the hunters who go out and hunt and they take their 22, I don't know what the guns are. So, the rifles, whatever. If they take an AK or an assault type weapon out and they shoot a deer or something, but there's not going to be anything left of that deer to eat. And that's just, it's cruel. It's just, it doesn't make any sense to me. So why can't we as a people, again, we the people, why can't we come together and say, you know what, we're tired of our kids and our grandkids our moms, our dads, our friends dying at the hands of this assault type weapon. And it's not just the school shootings, which to me are the worst. And, you know, you got people who died at Walmart. You got people who went to the movies to enjoy themselves and got killed because somebody had an assault type weapon. Does that mean people wouldn't die anymore from gunshots? Heck no, it wouldn't. But the mass shootings would stop. We have the most mass shootings of any country. You know, we the people, America, the greatest. Why do we have that title? It's not a title that I want associated with my country. I truly, truly love my country. As I'm sure, for the most part, you guys do too. But instead of putting the blame and saying, oh, because, you know, the Democrats this or the Republicans that or, you know, the independents this, why can't all the parties just sit down and say, you know what? We can do this. Because we the people, these elected officials need to remember, we the people put them there. And we the people are tired of our kids and family members getting killed. Or the ones that survive having survivor's guilt, not being able to deal with the fact that they watched half their classroom die in front of them. Not the coworkers who survived another coworker shooting some of their other workers. The trauma. People are never the same afterwards. And for us to place our children in that situation without doing something about it is ludicrous. I don't get it. I can't wrap my head around it. I've tried. You know, I've listened to the arguments on both sides, or all three sides to tell you the truth. I've read the data on it. But I still can't wrap my head around the fact that we, the people, haven't stood up and said, you know, screw you guys. We're tired of your politics. We're tired of the kickbacks you're getting from the NRA or whatever other gun groups. We're tired of it all. We're telling you this is what we want. And if you don't do what we're asking you to do, then we're not going to vote for you. You know, it's a privilege for these people to be in service to us, we the people. It's an honor for them to have that. It's not an entitlement. They're not entitled to be in one position for 60 years and not give, you know, a rat's ass about what their constituents want. And a lot of them don't care anymore. I mean, they're stuck in a job and they can get by with whatever they want to do, and they don't care. But that doesn't mean all the politicians are that way. But the ones that are that way, they need a wake-up call. They need to know that we the people are watching. And we the people want our families and our kids safe. You know, we can't raise our children telling them that everything is going to be okay, or that, you know, there's, you can be safe at school, or you can be safe when they're not. And then how can you look your kids or your grandkids in the eye and say, you know what? I did everything possible to get the laws changed. I have fought for this. When you haven't. When you've thought, okay, well, I like this person, so I'm going to go ahead and vote for them in, even though they're being paid off by the gun companies. You know, if the gun companies want to make money, then, you know, make better handguns not automatic weapons. Automatic weapons should not be legal, period. Military, okay. But other than that, no. The ones that are already out there need to be, and my, again, this is my opinion. They need to be recalled. People need to voluntarily turn them in. Melt them down. Do whatever you got to do. But children should not be afraid to go to school and worry about when their classmates is mad at somebody else, or they saw something on their news, or they were dared with TikTok, and now they're going to go to the school with a gun that their dad bought them for Christmas, and they're going to kill people. You know, the one good thing, if you want to call that good, is that now the parents are being charged. You know, this latest case in Georgia, supposedly, again, this is supposedly, the dad bought the gun for his son for Christmas. After the school and police coming to him last year saying, we've heard reports that he wants to do a school shooting. I mean, who does that? He assured them that, oh no, son doesn't have access to that. And at the time he didn't. So what's the dad do? Buys him the gun for Christmas. I mean, really? And yes, some of these kids need mental help. And we need better rules and laws in place to help the kids who need help, who are in those kind of home situations, where they can get it. They shouldn't have to worry that, oh my gosh, you know, this little kid was acting weird at school today, Mom. You know, they're making me a little nervous. And, you know, for the mom or dad to go, oh, well, it'll be okay, I'm sure. You know, it's blah, blah. That, you know, there's things in place to help these kids. When what we've got in place is not working. And yes, this is all very personal to me and for me. As you know, my granddaughter just graduated from NAU and is now working on her master's in education. So now she's become an employee of a system that she has to go in every day not knowing if she can keep her kids safe. I made no mistake about it. My granddaughter loves her kids. She thinks she's got the best job on earth. And her kids love her. But as her Nana, now I worry every day. When you hear breaking news, there's a mass shooting. I mean, my heart drops. As I'm sure all of you guys do too. When you hear a mass shooting, you're thinking, oh my God. It's my relative. It's my child. It's my spouse. Are they okay? Were they headed that direction? You know, the fear that it brings. But it's not going to change unless we, the people, step up and say, you know what, we've had enough. Too many have died. There was a meme I posted on my Facebook, and it wasn't meant to be funny. It was meant to make you think. And you see the back of a military person, and you see a short little person standing at back of them, standing next to the soldier. And the soldier says, I lost mine, and names the war or whatever it was. And he asks the young man, how about you? And the young man responds, you know, whatever the day is, school, second period. And they're looking out over a cemetery. Again, we have to stop this. And it's going to take, again, we the people together and say, you know what? We don't want this anymore. We don't want another Uvalde. I mean, that was just horrific. You know, the kids that survived that, my heart goes out to them. I'm still saying prayers for the families of the survivors and for the families of those that lost their lives. You know, and the families will tell you, we don't want your prayers. We want change. We want this not to ever happen again. I can't imagine the grief of those parents. I just can't, and I don't want to. And I don't think that you do either. So again, this was not, this show is definitely not a political show. This is a heartfelt show. You know, this is about being a caring, loving human being and not wanting anyone else to have to go through it. And stop and think about it. Try to imagine how many lives could have already been saved if we'd only stood up and said no to assault weapons. Or think about how many more lives are going to have to be lost before we stand up. You know, and Uvalde, you would think that their laws would have gotten tighter because of what happened. I looked yesterday, Texas has loosened their gun restrictions. That shocked the crap out of me when I read that. After what happened and all those children dying, and they've relaxed their restrictions on guns. It just, again, it blows me away. So I'll ask you, before we go to break, how many more have to die? How many more kids and grandkids, neighbors and friends have to die before we change? And we stand up and say, we want our country to have a bipartisan bill to ban all assault weapons. It doesn't have to be this way of having these mass shootings. It doesn't have to. We can choose it. We can change it. So we the people, what are we going to do? Okay, you guys, we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, I'll jump in the chat room and we'll get you some answers to your questions. Okay? Welcome back, everyone. This is Peggy with All My Angels here on 12radio.com. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed the first part of the show. I know it's kind of a tough subject. And again, like I told you at the start, it wasn't one that I really thought that I could do or that I should do, but I guess I was outvoted. And I think for good reason. I think there's people here that will understand where I'm coming from, that it has nothing to do with politics and has everything to do with the love of my granddaughter and her students and friends and family. I've got a lot of friends that are in the education department, and you know, I pray for them. I worry about them. And again, I want a place and I want a country to where the kids are not afraid to go to school and the parents aren't afraid to send them there. So, and again, you know, with 9/11 being tomorrow, and what our country went through then, as you could tell, I still get choked up talking about it. You know, with elections coming up, I think that's something else that you need to think of as you vote. Who do you want? And let me back up. Yesterday, I listened to Mark Husson's show, and he made the statement that people typically vote for who they feel is going to keep them safe. So maybe that's a question you need to ask yourself. Forget the party. Forget, you know, Republican or Democrat or independent or whatever it is you usually vote as. Forget the party. Look at the individual. Do they stay in their integrity? Are they going to keep us safe? Do they work tirelessly to build bridges between countries and to try to solve issues? Or are they just going to be trigger happy? So that's as most as far as politics goes that I'll say, but I'm just saying maybe this is time for we the people to say, you know what? We love our country. We love our fellow human beings. And we need to do what's best for everybody. Are there going to be concessions? Absolutely. But we all have to try. We all have to work together. And, you know, 9/11, we did that. We did exactly that. Was it pretty? No. But did it work? Did we batten down the hatches, all stay together, and get the job done? Yes, we did. So just think about that. Okay, let me refresh my screen here. Let's see if we can see if someone's posted some questions in here. Okay, let's see here. Okay, Pamela Snow is in the house. She says, yay, I finally get to listen live. Well, we're glad. Thanks for showing up. I appreciate you. She says, good morning, Peggy and 1-2 friends. And thanks for producing, Jay. Yes, we can't forget Jay. I would be lost without him. I did the show once before, and I produced myself, and it was a disaster. I'm so glad that Jay's he's got my back. So, yes, Jay, I'm with Pam. Thank you so much for producing my show. Renee's in the house. Hey, Renee. Glad to see you here. Oh, just as I did that, my page decided to refresh on its own. So hold on 1 second. Gotta love technology. Okay. Michelle Hendricks, my friend who lives in Arizona. She's a Chiefs fan. She says, good morning, Peggy, Yogi, and Jay, and go Chiefs. Yes, ma'am. I can't wait till Sunday. I don't know if you get to see it live out there or not, but yes. And the game Thursday night was, of course, wonderful. And there's a parody out there. I don't know if I sent it to you yet or not about one toe over the line. So, yes, I hope you enjoyed it. Let's see here. Yeah, for those of you who are new to the show, too, I'm a huge Chiefs fan. So just let you know. Let's see here. And Jay welcomed everybody. She says, top of the day to everybody. And then Maya's in the house. She says, hi, Peggy. Do you have any messages regarding my job or work? I just want to make sure I am safe. Okay, let me see here. It feels like, yes, you're safe. You're talking about your current job, I suppose. And I do feel it, but I feel there's some shifts and changes between now and the end of the year. I normally don't do times because it just... there's really no time on the other side, so it's hard for me to interpret when they're talking to me. But I do feel like there's some major changes coming between now and the end of the year regarding your employment and your work. But they all feel positive changes. It feels, I'm hearing the word joyous. It feels like some joyous changes coming. So just be open to that. I think that, I feel like something's going to be said or done within this month. Then when you first hear it, you're going to kind of have like a small panic attack about it. But instead, if you look at it, you'll see the blessing in there. I mean, I'm picking up nothing but good stuff around you. So I think it's going to be good. So again, I feel like part of it's going to be, it's up to you. It's your choice. But yes, I do feel safety-wise that you're going to be fine. So I hope that helps. Pam says, Peggy, if possible, I'd love an encouraging message for my angels going through some health issues. Much gratitude. Okay, as you know, we don't really answer questions regarding health. But when I look at you overall, I do see some issues that you're going through. But I'm not seeing anything that that would cause you to be overly concerned. I think you have a tendency to kind of be a worry wart anyway. But I'm hearing let go of the worry and think positive. You know, put positive. Every time you feel something negative, acknowledge it. Say, thanks for showing up, but God, my angels have my back. Know that whatever's happening is happening for your highest good. I do feel like because of some of the health issues you're going through, you're going to have to make some changes. But I feel like you'll make those changes with grace and ease. And it feels good for you. That's not to say it's not going to be a little challenging, but it feels good for you. So know that God and angels have your back. And all you have to do is ask God and the angels to surround you. You know, health-wise, that's what I feel like. It's going to be, there's some issues, but if it's nothing that you can't get through. She says, I was at work and we saw what was happening on the screens at work. Well, I guess you're talking 9/11. I had a brother in the air on his way to New York. Long story. He was fine, but we didn't know for hours. It was horrifying, Pamela. I was in transportation at the time, and the people that I dealt with were, it was expedited freight, and the people I dealt with was the East Coast. You know, New York, that whole, and I was just, you know, I lost some good friends and colleagues that day. So, and I helped with the trucking companies to get the Jaws of Life into Ground Zero. So, it was awful. It was horrific. She says, we also had a threat at school in my town this week. It was decided that was not valid. Someone seeking attention. Very disturbing. It is. I had, I was watching the news last night and they had, I think it was, let me look at my, give me 1 second. I'll pull it up. I think it was 6 schools locally, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There were 7 schools that had threats against them, 7 school districts that had threats against them on TikTok yesterday. And as of this morning, they narrowed it down to one of the schools. They narrowed down to one individual, and they arrested him this morning. So I haven't heard about the rest of them, but it is. I mean, it's like, really? Somebody posted something. I don't know if it was a dare. I don't know what was posted on TikTok that caused it. But it's ridiculous. You know, these are where our babies are, you know. And even the mass shootings were at the nightclubs and stuff like that. That's still somebody's child. That's somebody's mom or dad or, you know, cousin or whatever, a friend. And there is no reason. I mean, if somebody could come up with a good, valid reason, I want to hear it, because I have not heard one valid, solid reason why anybody has the right to own an assault weapon. If you're in the military and you get issued one, fine. But when you get out of the military, you don't need it. You know, John Doe down the street, he wants to get his son one. Well, no, no, and no. Not only does that man's head needs to be examined, but you know, the whoever he's given it to needs to be gone through the process. We need to have things in place. But again, I think all assault weapons need to be banned. All capital letters, no exceptions, no excuses. You know, it's not something that we the people thinks is right. You know, people can disagree with me, that's fine. But again, I still have not heard one valid reason or one purpose of an assault weapon that is for everybody's highest good. You know, you may not like your neighbor. You may not like the person across the street. You may not like a coworker or something like that. But that doesn't give you the right to get an AK or assault weapon, period, and just rip up everybody's life. That's not right. That's just not right. And we need, as we the people, to do the right thing here. We need to help protect our schools and our kids when they go to the mall. That's a big thing, right? Go to the mall, go shopping as teenagers. You know, back in my day, we didn't have really, quote, malls, right? And the kids kind of, you know, drove around the downtown, you know, circled to see who was out and about, right? That was the big thing. But now wherever the kids collect, wherever they hang, that's where these mass shootings are taking place. I mean, for what purpose? Why? You know, if you don't like something your company is doing, you have no right to go in and shoot everybody else that works around you. You know, file a grievance, take it to the court, take it to do something. It doesn't have to be with violence. It doesn't have to be with people dying for something they knew nothing about. I mean, how can you not want to have a ban on all assault weapons when you think about those little kids huddled together, not comprehending what's happening? And all they want is their mom and their dad. So think about that the next time one of these laws pop up and you're thinking, oh, well, they're taking my rights away. Nobody wants to take your rights away. Nobody wants to take your regular guns away. The assault weapons, yes, and for good reason. So think about that. Come up with a good justification of why it's okay to have these out publicly. Okay, I'll take a breath. Sorry. As you can tell, I'm pretty fired up about this. Catherine's in the house. Hey, Catherine, thanks for showing up. She says, hi, Peggy and Jay. If time allows, Peggy, would love guidance, possibly around visiting California around September 23rd. My father's health has stabilized for now, so I'm hoping to be able to travel. Many thanks as ever. Let's see here. It feels good. It feels like a huge weight is lifted off your shoulders by going. So I feel like you're guided and protected there and coming home. I feel like just a whole bunch of love. You know, it feels like maybe you have conversations, not only with your father, but other people that releases some previous issues, if that makes sense. It's like you guys are all ready just to let go of the crap. Life's too short to hang on to the crap that doesn't matter. And it feels like you're, I'm hearing that you're going to have almost like a shock. And the shock is one of, well, dang, you know, why have I carried this around with me? It's just nothing. You know, I should have let it go a long time ago. So just go with that beautiful open heart of yours and know it feels great. So I think that the trip there and going home, I think it's going to be good for you. So yes, you'll have a blast. It'll be just what the doctor ordered. Okay, let me refresh my screen here. And again, you guys, I do get emotional about this. So it is what it is. I'm not going to apologize because that's just how I am. And if you don't like how I am, then you won't listen the next time. But I do get emotional. I'm very passionate about this subject because I've got my granddaughter she's my heart, and she's in education, and the love that she gives the kids that she teaches is just incredible, and the love that they show back to her is just so amazing. It would just bring you to tears to see. I'm telling you, these kids are just adorable. You know, I used to work with people who, one of the guys I worked with, his wife is a teacher. You know, one of my best friends in Arizona, she's a school counselor. You know, so I know a lot of people in education who are out there doing the best they can to help kids. And the thought of someone going in because they're pissed off with the school system, or they're pissed at their mom and dad, or they're pissed at society, or whatever the reason may be, and just destroying all that, it just infuriates me. It devastates me and infuriates me. I don't know which feeling reigns, but yeah, pretty, it gets me fired up. Quelly's in the house. Hey, honey, I'm glad you're here. She goes, that was most likely Northport High School here in Sarasota County, which is the next high school that I work at. And yes, that student was arrested. I'm sitting here right now looking at a police sergeant's car in front of our school. Isn't that sad that Aileen has to be there? That's just crazy. My heart goes out to you, calling on the angels to surround and protect you and keeping you and your students safe. But I'm sorry that you have, it breaks my heart that all of us have to go through that. You know, it just, it's too hard. Maya says, oh, thank you, Peggy, and that's such a relief. Oh, you're welcome, anytime. Just keep your thoughts positive. And again, you're going to, this whatever burden you've been carrying around that you're going to be able to let go of, you're almost going to laugh at yourself going, well, damn, I can't believe I held on to that for so long when it really was nothing. Okay, so keep me posted. And Pamela says, well, we also lost employees on 9/11. And Pamela says, thank you, Peggy, that really helped. Well, I'm glad. Yeah, on 9/11, I had I was tracking a driver that had the jaws of life on his flatbed, and we were guiding him into the city, into New York City, and he had gone dark for 8 hours, and we couldn't locate him, and I finally got a hold of him on the phone. And my boss at the time, I don't even remember, I just remember that this fine individual told me, there was no hurry to get there anyway, these people were already dead. That's what he said to me on the phone. And Lord have mercy, did I go. I had a headset on. I stood up and I let that guy know exactly what kind of lowlife I thought he was. And I let him know I had my CDL. And if he wanted to pull over and park that truck, I would fly out there and I'd take it in. You know, and I knew other drivers that would be more than happy to take that, you know. So, and I got kind of loud. My boss had to come over and take my headset, and he told the guy to get his ass in gear as soon as possible and to call his dispatcher, because my boss had already called his dispatcher. And then they had to take me in the room, and I kind of lost it. But again, every life matters. It doesn't matter, you know, whether or not Republican, Democrat, Independent, you're black or white or whatever color or whatever your religion is, it doesn't matter. All lives matter, period, right? And when I think of our kids, especially, because that's the next generation. That's who we've been waiting for to come in and help make things better. And they can't help make things better if they don't even get the chance to live, right? So, again, kind of get a little emotional. And for those of you who didn't see my picture posted yesterday, my little four-legged boy turned 11 yesterday. So I can't believe Yogi's 11 years old. So he's laying at my feet right now. He doesn't like it when I get upset. So he's loving on me. Alrighty, let's see if I can get this refreshed one more time. I know we're running out of time now. I'm going to have to let you go, but I want to make sure I didn't miss anybody's question. I think I got everything. Okay, you guys, as always, take what resonates with you, let go of the rest. I want to thank Jay, as always, for producing my show. Thank all of you guys for showing up today. I highly encourage you to stay tuned to C.A. Brooks for her show, Everyday Astrology. And then after C.A., then stay tuned for Empowerment with Kelly Whetstone. And rounding out the day is the Katie Weaver Show. So there's lots to listen to here on 1-2 Radio. I hope you'll stay tuned. Until next Tuesday, I'm sending each and every one of you blessings, light, love, and angel hugs. Take care.